True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com into the 7 o'clock hour. We're getting closer and closer to kickoff with our games on this Friday night. Some teams after tonight will be halfway through their regular season schedule as they will have played 5 games. Folks, we're 5 games in for many of the teams around the state. We get set to our school days guest coming up in the next segment. Going to check in with Homer Jordan, and we're also check in with the athletic director from Fulton County Schools, Lamar Glenn. That's coming up in a minute. But first of all, let's check in now with Eric Slaughter, because he's got a preview for us.
For Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show, this is Eric Slaughter. According to the latest U.S. Census Bureau, the state of Georgia currently has two of the fastest growing counties in all of the United States. Dawson County, home of the North Georgia Mountains, has seen a 5% growth since 2022. But the biggest growing county in the state resides just north of Gwinnett up on I-85. The once mostly rural Jackson County has seen a 6% growth over the last 5 years. The growth of residents in Jackson County only means one thing for Jackson County Panthers head football coach Corey Mobbs: a bigger talent pool for his emerging high school football program. I had a chance to chat with Coach Mobbs earlier this week, and one of the first things I asked him was about the growing community of Jackson County.
Jackson County is a growing county. I believe the last statistics were that it was the fourth fastest growing county in the country, and we can see that every day. The energy has grown around our program. We have great leadership. Starts with our superintendent, Dr. Philip Brown. And so when everything matters and you want to be the best in everything that you do, the athletics, the arts, and obviously academics, you know, then all those things go hand in hand. And I just think, you know, it's the right time for us to put our program on the map where it's never been before, and excited to be here.
Last season, their third under Coach Mobbs' leadership, the Jackson County Panthers posted 8 wins for only the second time in school history and made a trip to the Georgia High School football playoffs. With senior quarterback R.J. Knapp III returning for his third campaign as the starting quarterback, Coach Mobbs knows the expectations are even higher in 2025.
We know, had a year last year that I think everybody in Jackson County was proud of. Raised the bar, so to speak, from an expectation standpoint. And so, you know, we talked to our guys about now owning that and, you know, taking it to the next level in everything that we do.
This Friday night, the Panthers will have their final 9 region contests when they host the undefeated Madison County Red Raiders. The Red Raiders will pose a tough challenge for the Panthers, and Coach Mobbs was very complimentary when I asked him about this week's opponent.
They are triple option, something that you don't see often in the high school game anymore. You know, when I first started coaching, you saw it quite often along with the wing T. And so they do a really good job of fitting their personnel with their scheme on offense. And so they're well coached. Coach Chris Smith, got a lot of respect for him. Defensively, they fly around the football. Very opportunistic, really good at the linebacker position. We've been impressed with them on film. And so it'll be a night where we've got to play our best, and we're excited about the challenge.
If the Panthers are going to answer the challenge of slowing down Madison County's triple option rushing attack, they will need a big night on the defensive side of the ball. And speaking of the Jackson County defense, I learned one more interesting fact about why the Jackson County job was so attractive to Coach Mobbs 3 years ago. Turns out he had a really cool extra perk when he decided to take the Panthers' head coaching position.
So Tyler is my nephew. It's been a blessing, you know. There's nothing like family, and you know, when I took the job, you know, I said, guys, you know, the greatest title is coach. Don't worry about calling me uncle. You know, and so they really have taken that to heart. And Luke graduated last year, had a really great career as a Jackson County Panther, and Tyler has kind of, you know, from a leadership standpoint, just done a great job for us. He started as a sophomore. He's obviously a big-time player for us in the secondary, and had a huge pick six to seal the game against Tequila last week. So, you know, it's fun to see those guys lead, and you know, it makes it special that it's family. But most importantly, I think it's fun to watch, you know, them make plays for their extended family, which is this football team.
Family, a growing community, and a winning football program. That's only a small part of all the great things that are currently going on in Jackson County. I'll get to experience it all up close and personal this Friday night when I visit the Jackson County High School campus. Let's go back to the studio with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker.
All right, that's Eric Slaughter, and he'll be checking in with us tonight in Jackson County, a program that is definitely doing some great things up there with Coach Mobbs since he's taken over. All right, talk about Fulton County Schools. Lamar Glenn, the athletic director. What a busy Friday night for him. He's got so many schools. He's got schools that are nationally
ranked.
Spread
all over the place.
And he's all over the place. Lamar Glenn, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You got Sam and Chris here. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
Man, we're doing great. But how are you doing? Where are you going tonight?
Well, actually, I'm standing in the end zone at Westlake versus Roswell. I'm down at Westlake tonight.
What sideline are you on, though? What end zone? Like, are you on the right side a little or the left side? You're right under the goalpost.
Well, I've already decided I'm going to spend a lot of my time on Roswell sideline tonight because I've been to, I think, 2 Westlake games. So I don't want to be accused of being a homer.
It's a tough job, though. That's a joke we always ask him. But, you know, you do want both teams to play. He's the only guy in the stadium that really hopes both teams play hard.
I'm the only guy in the stadium.
Thought about that. Thoughts about football. I mean, you've had teams show up in the state championship games against each other. I mean, thoughts about that and just how things are around the county.
Listen, it is definitely a joy to be in this position. I mean, Fulton County is just talent rich, man. I mean, we're blessed to have such great kids, such great coaches, you know, school administrators, you know, a great board of education that really supports our athletic vision and what we're trying to do. And so I just think our kids all over the district just buy in well. And I think it's just it's a joy in just watching them compete. And not just on the gridiron, guys, but I mean, in every sport. We hosted our first ever Fulton County Schools Volleyball Championships last Saturday. And to see those girls compete, it was just awesome. Awesome. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, first-class group, Fulton County Schools Athletics, first-class, all sports. We talking about football on here, so I'll stick with that. But he's right. Okay. All those sports. I mean, really, they do a great job. Mr. Glenn, he's still coach to me.
Coach is fine.
Coach, yeah. So, Coach, Who's on the rise over there? We know about Milton. People listen to Man. We know about Milton. We know about Roswell. We know about Langston Hughes. We know about Creekside. We know about Westlake. Who do we not know about?
Ooh, all right. So Cambridge is on the rise,
yeah,
guys.
Cambridge.
I mean, Cambridge, I mean, they did some great things last year. They're on the rise. You know, it's some people that are going to get it back. I mean, like I said, right now, Johns Creek is a little down, but don't ever count them out. Centennial is definitely on the rise. You know, those guys are playing hard there in 4A. And you know, with the reclassification coming up, we don't know where folks are going to land, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some guys may land in a different classification that may help them out, or some folks may get moved out of a region that really helps them out. So I think we have some teams that are definitely on the rise. We've got some new coaches this year. We've have what, 6 new head football coaches in Fulton County. And one that you didn't name, Chris, Hayteville Charter, you know.
Oh, Coach man, Jordan. Wow.
He's going to keep it rolling. You know, he's going to keep it rolling. And you know, they play a tough schedule, but he does it for a purpose. But, you know, but again, it's our usual suspects right now. But I think we do have some that are on the rise.
Creekside now, I know we're talking about, but the team that's not on the rise because they're already there is Creekside. I've been really, really impressed with them. They've been knocking on the door competing in that 15th game. This might be the year, Lamar. What do you think?
Hey, look, Coach Dixon and I have a running joke, and I told Coach Dixon when the girls' basketball team went undefeated in Macon last year and they won it all, I looked over at Coach Dixon. I said, "You're on the clock."
He heard you,
and he just laughed because he and I talk all the time, and you know that was a young group that went to Texas last year, a young group all around. And for them to lose by 6 to Marist in the Final Four, I had to tell him, "You're on the clock, because you've got everything coming back. You're in a great position, great situation." But again, those guys, those coaches, those kids have bought in. They do a fantastic job over there, and Coach Dixon, I think, is primed and ready for that run to the bin.
Yeah,
yeah, folks. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Great to be talking with Lamar Glenn. He is social if you want to follow him at LGlenn_FCS_AD. I keep up with all things. Now, you know, the coach from his alma mater has been flying around town today.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to talk about that.
Because, you know, Chris is an Alabama guy, and you know, you this man played for Bobby Bowden.
Yeah, he can play. Okay. I attended the University of Alabama. Lamar could play. Okay, so we've never been equals. We've never been equals, but my team could beat his team a lot of times in football, but not this year. Not this year.
Yeah.
So I don't even have that on him.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach Norvell, he's definitely in town. I think he was at Langston 8 o'clock this morning. I think he's going to be over at Milton tonight for their game. So, yeah, good to have him up here in the Peach State recruiting, man, getting this talent.
He did a great job a few weeks ago, Coach. Congratulations. He did a great
job.
Yes,
thank you. He did.
They really did. Hey, let me ask you this before we get you out of here. You talked about Coach Dixon, and people may not quite understand what your job is. So being the Fulton District Athletic Director means you work with athletic directors and coaches at all the schools. Okay, for anybody listening not knowing who we're talking to. So what is something people don't know about all your athletic directors that you wish they knew? Like, what is something that, you know, these guys work so hard, and I know you a lot of people don't see it. So I'm giving you this platform. Talk about the work you see the people pouring in every day, all sports, athletic directors, coaches, that you wish people saw when they just come to you and complain, right?
Right. Well, I just wish that they saw, again, like you said, the hard work. I mean, it is many facets to running a program. Mm-hmm. It's not just – we don't just come out here and roll the ball out and say, go get them. That's not how it works. Like Coach Dixon – spends time. These guys, these football coaches, this is a 7-day-a-week thing for them. You know, they're meeting on Sundays, which a lot of people don't know. They're up here watching film on Sundays. They're away from their families. You know, on Saturdays, you have coaches on coaching staff taking kids to college games for recruiting trips. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it is a 7 day a week job for these coaches, and as well as the ADs. The ADs are equally working just as hard because, you know, what folks don't see is, hey, you know, when the feeder teams are up at your school on a Saturday, you know, these ADs are having to be there to unlock, to lock up after a long Friday night. So, I mean, they just don't see the work that these guys put in and the hours that they put in. It's unbelievable. And just the things that they face as ADs and as coaches, and that, you know, their goal is always student participation and maximizing student participation. And sometimes that's hard, and sometimes it gets lost. And we love our parents, we do. And parents love their kids. Mm-hmm. But you know, when it comes to competitive high school sports, everybody may not get the playing time they want. Everybody may not get, you know, the notoriety that they want. But at the end of the day, you know, my ADs, all 15 of them, you know, they are really working hard for our students.
Fantastic. Well, Mark Glenn, we appreciate you checking in with us before this game tonight. I tell you what, we hope you check in with us at halftime, because it seemed like you're lined to see a real good one tonight. You check in with us at halftime?
I sure will.
All right. That is Fulton County Athletic Director Lamar Glenn, a Florida State man. We don't talk about that anymore,
hey,
Chris.
That's, they deserved it.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever they say. Great job. I need them to keep winning now so they can keep them rankings up, you know, help Alabama in the whatever it is, the power ranking.
Speaking of rankings, a guy who took his college team all the way to the top and won a national championship after a great high school career at Cedar Shoals, Homer Jordan is coming up. He is our school day's guest, and that is straight ahead as we count down to the kickoff of the games around the state here on the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, we have a Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer who's joining us now.
A high school football Hall of Famer.
Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer, a national champion.
A national champion.
Yeah.
From Georgia.
From Georgia.
Playing high school football.
In Athens.
In Athens.
But somehow.
But not Clark Central.
But not Clark Central.
Okay.
Cedar Shoals. Jaguars. They were happening.
Best team in school history when our man was there.
And man,
who we got?
Man who's making it happen. One and only Homer Jordan is joining right now. Homer, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris on this Friday night. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, great to have you in. Great to talk about what you did and just reflect on the times there at Cedar Shoals. Tell us what your version was like for Friday nights in Athens. What was it like when you guys would come out to play?
Man, that sure was a long time ago. Friday night was the best night of the week back in those days.
Homer is there.
Caveman days, you know.
Oh, yeah. but you know what though? It's still special, you know, this thing. But what was it like, you know, for you at your time?
This is 1978,
right?
Homer senior year.
The whole town showed up.
the whole town showed up. It was great. Love football, old school football, where you can hit the quarterback back in those days. But it was great. You know, you couldn't wait for Friday night, pep rallies during the day. It was great playing high school football back then.
Homer, this 1978 Cedar Shoals team we're seeing is still to this day the best team in school history. Okay. What is there any moment in that season that still resonates with you? Remember a game, a play, a moment that just really stands out to you?
You know, take a minute to go back 50 years.
but y'all beat everybody but one team.
I can't even remember how you played football back then. I think it was the.
Well, you beat the guys from Crosstown. I know that's got to be spirit. You beat Coach Henderson.
That was a big deal. That's, you know, Crosstown rival. That was a major deal. But we also competed against Lakeside.
Yeah.
Up in Atlanta, so we beat them that year too. I think. So it was a great year, undefeated season, 12-0, and so.
It was remarkable.
I had two 12-0 seasons. Actually, three, I think. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Had me in college, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I had one in Pee Wee League and college, too, at Clemson. So.
Well, we're spending time on the WayForward.com hotline talking to our school days guest, Homer Jordan. We're talking before he went to Clemson. We know things happened at Clemson. What about you just guys on your team in your neighborhood? How long had you guys played together? Had you started out, you know, you were undefeated, you know, playing peewees. Were these most of the same guys on the team with you?
Most of the same guys coming up, you know, guys in the neighborhood. We all played together in Little League and baseball, basketball. We just did almost everything together. Great friendship. Great relationship, and go all the way to high school, played together 4 years together in high school. And then I had to leave them because I went to Clemson. They're Georgia fans, so, right? I hated them for 4 years. Yeah.
So, Homer, for
you know, I played against, I played with Jimmy Payne in high school. I played against him when he was with Georgia, so.
Yeah, they had some good players on those teams, Sam. And as 1978, it was a long time ago, and recruiting was very different, right? So, Homer, why Clemson? What attracts you to Clemson? What makes it a place you want to leave Athens and go to somewhere away from the University of Georgia?
The big deal for me when I went there, of course, all the people, when they're recruiting you, they're real nice to you. So it was nice.
That hadn't changed. That's one thing that hadn't changed.
That's still the same.
That's still the same. They suck you in now, but it felt real, and it felt at home. I became good friends with Coach Ford, his wife. He liked my mom, and at the time was my girlfriend. So it was just a whole deal that it just felt good to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like home. So I went there, and it hadn't changed to this day. So it's still the same to this day. So,
yeah, fantastic. What would you say?
I went to training camp. It was a little different.
A little different. I can think it'd be a little hot up there with Coach Ford. things were a little different for you up there. We talk a lot now about recruiting. You know, the kids nowadays, you know, so much more is so much visibility. You got high school games on TV. You got, you know, people knowing so much more about them. But what are they missing, you think, today as you watch the kids? Or do you envy those kids and the things that you didn't get to do that they're getting to do in high school? What do you think?
Few things I sure would like to go. I wish we did have back in those days, but, you know, just. Like life, you know, things move on. So things get better, some of them get worse. And just deal with what is. It's different, but I'm not into it a whole lot. My kids are, but I'm not. But, you know, things just move on.
Right. How would you advise? What kind of advice you pass around to someone who's going through the recruiting process now? Just things to think about and what's most important, because you got these guys who have these offers from all over the place. They want to make a decision. People are telling them different things. Family members telling them different things. But what do you think the most important thing, you know, for a young person who's looking to do what you did and go on to the next level?
I made the decision on what's the best decision, you know, for me and my family. It was close to home for me. And my mom can come see the game. My sisters and all come see the game. The school was just right for me, wasn't that far away. And I had a chance to play early because Steve Fuller was a senior, so the quarterback position was open. But it was just a good fit for me. And like I said, money was moving around, but it didn't make a decision for me back in those days. It was a secret, you know. it was top secret back then.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was just a good decision for me. Had other offers, maybe better schools or something like that, but I don't know. It just felt good to me. That's all it was. And don't do things to the money or other people may think you should go. You got to do the 4 years, so three or whatever it is.
Well, and that's actually the same. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different now, but what Homer's saying is things that are the same are you're looking for a good fit, you're looking for relationships with those people in the building, and you're looking for a chance to play. Yeah. You mentioned Steve Fuller was playing, but he was graduating. He knew he'd get a chance to play. I mean, that actually – those are things that people still should be looking for. So that's actually really good advice, Homer.
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're not going to let him talk about his folks that are going to be in town tomorrow. You know,
Clemson and Georgia Tech.
You're playing at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, tomorrow up here, you know. What do you think, Homer? What you got? You couldn't even get a ticket.
You can't get a ticket. You won a national championship, man. You can't get a ticket. You know, always get a ticket.
I could have got one, but I didn't. I don't go to too many out of town games. I got other things to do.
Yeah. Listen, there's only three quarterbacks who have won the national championship for Clemson, right?
Yeah.
What do they all have in common? They're from Georgia.
All from Georgia.
Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, and our man Homer.
That's something.
That's some company right there.
That's amazing, man, when you think about that.
Has anybody else done that?
I think that's it. Yeah. So, you know, they're getting our guys from Georgia. Now Clemson's coming to Georgia tomorrow. That's what they do. They're here. My man Dabo, an Alabama guy, was there when I was there.
Yep.
You know, doing a great job at Clemson. He really is. But Tech's on the rise. It should be a great game tomorrow.
Should be a good ball game. I don't know. We're checking.
That's the other deal. Clemson won the national championship with an Alabama coach.
Yeah, I like that. Except when they beat Alabama, Homer, I wasn't loving that. But but I did. I was excited for Coach Sweeney. He's a good coach. Good man.
Yeah. Coach Sweeney and Coach Ford, they played at Alabama.
That's right. That's true. That's both of them.
Had that Alabama influence on them. Well, we appreciate we appreciate you joining us tonight and congratulate you on your great career, also being recognized in the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame for tremendous things you did at Cedar Shoals. And thanks for joining us to talk about your school days some tonight. We enjoyed it, man.
Hey, thank you all so much.
Thanks, Homer.
All right. It's Homer Jordan talking about days over in Athens. And so it was a big deal to beat Clark Central back then. You had Coach
Well, we've Bill. Had a lot of Clark Central. We've had Clark Central people.
Yeah.
We had not had Cedar Shoals.
I know it.
So that,
that
big time. Big time. Cedar Shoals lost one game that year. Clark Central lost one game that year to Cedar Shoals. Cedar Shoals went undefeated in regular season. That's some ball right there.
It is. Great to talk about the Jaguars. We'll check in and see how they're doing tonight. All right. We come back. Games are getting set to kick off. We got one more preview. As games are kicking off now, after 7:30, we'll have the scores to start coming in.
And Sam, we do have to give our pick of the week.
We got a pick.
It's coming
first. We got that too. We come back.
We will not have any other information. We will not use information that happened after 7:30.
We will not. We promise. Stay with us for the Scoreboard Show. It was Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9TheGame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. And some games. Games have kicked off, but we're not going to tell you anything about the games because we haven't made our pick. Our pick is brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week. We're just going to pick a game.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Since you went first last week.
Go ahead. Which one are you thinking?
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with we interviewed Lamar Glenn, the district athletic director for Fulton County Schools earlier. If you missed that, you can get it on the Odyssey app. Roswell and Westlake. I feel pretty like this one might not be as close as people think. I'm going
really
Roswell.
Going to Roswell.
Big.
Really?
Big.
Why?
Roswell, they got one loss, but they played a very brutal schedule. They're used to these type games. They play in at Walton. They're on the road. Westlake's pretty good. Westlake's really talented. That they maybe I think it's an even game. I don't think so. I told you I really like Roswell, well coached team. Jonathan Thompson, the guy coming from Lee County, coaching them. I'm gonna go Roswell over Westlake for the Parker Ingles pick of the week.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with the team that's for we thought would start out better than this with their new coach. But they're like 0-4. We're talking about Marietta.
Marietta's 0-4.
They're 0-4 to start the season, the Blue Devils. Right?
You got them 0-5?
Nope.
You got them 1-4.
Got them 1-4. They're taking on Wheeler tonight, and it's not going to be easy. Wheeler's a good team. Marietta showed us something a couple of weeks ago by really taking McEachern to the brink. They really, really played a great game and had their chances to knock off McEachern, who we feel like is a team that's destined for a deep postseason run the way they've been playing. Of course, they got Campbell tonight. Both teams are undefeated. But I think Marietta gets that first win tonight. So that's what I'm going to lean with tonight. It's my pick.
That's a good pick.
All right. Our picks are brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
And I'll tell you, that's not an easy pick because Wheeler will make them earn it.
They will.
That's a tough – that's actually – you're going on a limb a little bit there. Wheeler's a pretty good ball team.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking at as far as tonight goes. All right, games are getting started. We already got a score in the game. The GPB game already has a score. Buford's already scored. They're up 7-0 right now on Douglasville. We got an update before we talk about when we got one more game. Garrett Chapman has a preview of his game. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game in the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman out here at Sequoia High School. I'm joined by the head coach, Coach Teeter. Big game here. I mean, this was one of the game. This is the game that decided the region championship. What's the state of your guys coming into this game?
Our kids are confident. They've had a great week of practice, and they really focus. So right now, everything looks good.
You talk about expectations. How has this team dealt with kind of those expectations coming into this season?
They've handled everything really well. I mean, they throughout the summer, throughout the first four games, really proud about how they're handling. We got a great senior class who has kind of kept everybody humble and kept them in line.
Coach, you told me we were talking a little bit just a minute ago just about this running game, about your running back in particular. Tell me about what makes him so special. How does he churn out this offense?
It's just his work ethic. I mean, in practice, on the game, it doesn't really matter. Everything he does is full tilt, and he's a great lead-by-example person. It may not be the most vocal, but just his example of what he shows kids how to practice, how to play, and he's just very mentally tough.
And Coach, you have a great defense, had a great start to the season. What makes this unit special?
They're young and inexperienced, so I don't know if they just know what's wrong, what's not wrong, but they've gotten better ever since the second half of Denmark. They have just gotten a lot better, and we finally got the right pieces in the right places.
And Coach, you got a really talented team here on the other side. Kid going to Alabama on one side, and then you got a quarterback who likes to run. How are you going to slow this offense down for them?
We just have to find a way to keep their athletes on the sideline. We've got to find a way to keep ball control and keep our offense on. That helps us a ton by getting their quarterback on the sideline. He's tough. He hurt us a lot last year scrambling, and we think we got a pretty good plan, and we'll find out about it.
Coach, is that the key to the game?
Yep, it is key to the game. Slow him down. So.
Awesome. Coach, good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Garrett Chapman, that was Coach Teeter here at Sequoia High School, where we have a fantastic matchup. It was a region championship game last year, de facto region championship this year. Still way too early to say something like that. But we got a great crowd here. Got the band filing in. The teams are going out to the locker room. We are just minutes away from kicking off here at Sequoia High School. It's Sequoia and Sprayberry. My name is Garrett Chapman. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker. Back to you guys in the studio.
All right. That is Garrett Chapman talking with Coach Teeter. You know what he's done. He's done just a remarkable job there, Sequoia.
Yeah, fantastic job. I worked at Sequoia, you know, many years ago. I worked for Sid Maxwell. They've had two coaches in the last 32 or 3 years. I think Coach Maxwell took over in 93, and he was there until 2009, and then Coach Teeter's been there since. You know, and just
how do you
Coach
do
Maxwell
that? You just don't hear that happen.
Yeah,
a lot.
Two coaches in the last, that's 33 seasons. So 33 Man. Seasons, two coaches. It's a great place. Sequoia High School is a great place. Skip Pope Stadium, great environment. They got them ready. And this is probably, if they can bring it to fruition, this is probably the best team they've ever had, including those teams. I mean, I was coaching in some very good teams, some of the best teams Sequoia had ever had.
Right.
I think Coach Teeter's got a team better than that this year. I mean, he's got a really, really good football team.
We're going to see tonight because Sprayberry is going to give them a test. Yeah. I think we got some scores coming in already.
Got a North Cobb score to go up 7-0 on Walton. North Cobb, you know, North Cobb kind of down. They lost to Cass last week, discouraged. Right, people wrote them off. You don't write off North Cobb, Sam. 7-0 early, North Cobb over Walton.
You can't write those guys off. That's too much talent.
Yeah, I don't write them off, but somebody was writing them off.
Yeah, don't.
They
do
lost
that.
To Cass. Don't do that.
Please don't do
was
that.
Was that you, Dom, writing them off? Don't write them off.
We'll do it. We talked about Decatur trying to get a win, and Shamley both trying to get a win. And right now, got a first quarter score. Shamley is up 9-3 on Decatur.
Oh, really?
A little
surprise. See, I almost took Decatur for my pick of the week, but I almost thought it was too easy. Man, I'm glad I didn't. Now,
apparently not, man. Yeah. Apparently not. That's an early score. Cherokee's up 8-7, a first quarter score. They're leading North Paulding. Hmm.
That'll be a game to keep an eye on, Sam. North Paulding and Cherokee, a region game. North Paulding's probably the favorite there, but Cherokee really needs a win. They're playing a freshman quarterback. They've got a good team, good coaches, but have lost some games early. That'd be a big game if they can hold on there. I'm looking at our Twitter followers here. We got our friend Jeff Sintel, great guy.
Yeah.
Great follow if you don't follow Jeff Sintel. Jeff is at Gainesville and Carrollton. He's got some great video of the place. I mean, Gainesville.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
It really is.
Buford is a beautiful place. We're watching that on TV today. But, yeah, Jeff Sintel at the Carrollton Gainesville. I hadn't even called in on us.
I know. Well, we hope he'll get with us at the post game.
We need to get with him.
We check with him and see if we can get him.
Yeah, it's a great – and you're watching the Gainesville team walk out. They got a whole lot of traditions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool environment. So it makes high school football great. And what a beautiful night. I don't know if everybody's experienced what we're experiencing here, but it's a beautiful day today, a beautiful night, perfect weather.
I think we won't have any weather delays tonight. You know what I mean?
Maybe the first time all year.
Right.
I think it seemed
like every week we've had some weather delays somewhere around the area. Games ending at 1 o'clock in the morning and, you know, teams being sent back to the locker room. People having to leave the stands to go and sit in the cars. I don't think we got that tonight. We got the end of the first quarter score. Chesterty 7, North Hall 3. Keep an eye out on that game as well.
Chesterty 7, North Hall 3.
Yep. That's something you watch for,
region
right?
play, yeah. Marietta 7, I'm sorry, Wheeler 7, Marietta 0. So if you thought Sam maybe cheated on his pick,
no.
He didn't.
No.
Well, Wheeler scored early.
It's early. Now it's early. It's early. It's early, you know?
Oh, no, I feel good about it. But it's just showing that you did not know that score when you made the pick. I just want to make sure that's clear. We have the utmost amount of integrity on our picks of the week.
Absolutely.
I will not stand for anybody saying differently. McEachern 7, Campbell nothing early in the first quarter, and Allatoona 7, Cedartown nothing early in the first quarter.
Score from down in South Georgia, Lee County, Colquitt County is leading 8-0 in the first quarter.
Colquitt over Lee?
Over Lee.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a game to keep an eye on all night. Should be a great game.
should be a great one. They're playing that one in Leesburg. So it's fantastic.
You've been there?
Have not been to
Leesburg. I'm not either. I've never been to a game there. I mean, I know Coach Fabrizio. He does a great job. But I've never been to a game on Friday night at Lee County.
I bet that's special.
Yeah, I've got to check that out. Maybe we should be on the road one day. Dom, we're going to take it on the road one day? Me and you and Sam go to Leesburg?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
We can see what's happening down there.
I don't think we'd make those decisions. But if we did.
But if we did, we'd be there.
We'd be there, right, Dom?
There's got to be an angle somewhere we can do a show from.
Can we take Dom, too, or are they going to make him sit here?
No, we go with
Dom. I mean, we got to take Dom with us.
I would like to. Yeah. Conti usually keeps me locked in here. Yeah. I don't play well with others, apparently.
I feel like Dom would still be here.
Oh, we want to smuggle Dom out and take him as well. Yeah. We got a first quarter score, by the way, from up at Gainesville. Carrollton's up 8-0. What's up with these eights?
Well, I'll tell you what happens sometimes.
What's going on with the eights, Coach?
Situation football. So sometimes on the first possession,
right?
If you score, you have something. You ever used to call muddle, you know, where you ever see the team when they come out after they score a touchdown and they go line up in a weird formation.
Right.
You know, they got like a center and a quarterback, but no other O-linemen. All the other O-linemen are on it. They're getting something weird.
Right.
And you just say, you know what? And they look over to the sideline, and the coach either tells them to run the play, or and they go for two, or you just shift in and kick the extra point, right? Well, early in the game, I mean, like, you score, and there's still 9 minutes left in the first quarter. Those 2 points, you can always catch up later if you miss it, but they can be really valuable, and they change the game. So sometimes if you can catch that team slipping, not paying attention, you know, you snap that ball in the weird formation,
right.
You get the 2 points, and it's probably – from a situational football standpoint, it's probably the most valuable early in the game with the least amount of risk. Meaning if you miss it and you're up 6-0, you got the rest of the game to catch up. It's not like doing that in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But if you can get up 8-0, like we're seeing, Colquitt County's up 8-0, Carrollton's up 8-0, and I don't know what happened in those games, but I'm guessing. But typically, early in the game, the coach will have a little more toughness, courage, whatever the word is, to call something. And you get up 8-0, it changes because now Colquitt County's up 8-0. If Lee County scores next, do they have to go for two also? Or do they just go to 7? You know, it kind of changes the game where if they score a touchdown, they're probably going to kick the extra point, but now they're still losing.
Right.
And so they kick a field goal, and now it's 11-7. And then another, you know, everything kind of changes the rest of the game based on making an 8-7. And so that is worth sometimes the risk. The risk is a little bit lower and the reward's a little higher when you do it early in the game, like early.
Man, checking a few more scores. By the way, a score is brought to you by Frometco Scoreboards. A Frometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FrometcoScoreboards.com. Another score that we saw, Noonan is up 7-0 on Northgate. Those are two unbeaten teams. That is a first quarter score. Tri-Cities is up on Dunwoody 7-0. That is a first quarter score. Second quarter score already, Arabia Mountain 14, Lakeside 7. Some games that are underway. New Manchester, we talked about that team. Saw them in the preseason. They're up 7-0 in the first quarter over Kennesaw Mountain. And Rome is up 14-0 on East Paulding. Those are some scores. When you come back, more scores. Going to get more from our reporters as the games are underway. Got some games in South Georgia that are going to kick off at 8 o'clock. And a game over at Jefferson that's going to kick off also at 8 o'clock at North Oconee.
North Oconee, Jefferson, big time.
Those games are on the way as we head for the 8 o'clock hour on the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.